Hi, I'm Dan Webster, film critic for Spokane Public Radio.
And I'm Mary Pat Truthart, part-time film critic, full-time poor prognosticator of all future events.
And I'm Nathan Weinbender, also a film critic for Spokane Public Radio.
And welcome to Movies 101, the show that still remembers when Bob Hope was the regular host of the annual Academy Awards broadcast. Well, at least two of us do. Hope died in 2003, and his last hosting gig came in 1978. And since then, the show has been emceed by everybody from Johnny Carson to Chris Rock, Billy Crystal to Liza Minnelli, Whoopi Goldberg to, this year, Conan O'Brien for the second consecutive time. Sunday's broadcast will be held at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on ABC, but also will be streaming on Hulu, YouTube, and Fubo TV. And if you're anything like the three of us, you've attended Oscar parties and participated in contests requiring you to make a guess as to who is going to win. Well, we're here to help. We're going to talk about the Oscars, look at the individual categories, and make our best guesses as to who has the best chances. We'll also reveal who we think should win, which is always my favorite part anyway. So, you two, how should we start?
Well, first, I'm going to push back a little on the Super Bowl. Go Eagles, go Seahawks. But apart from that, I am really bad at predicting what's going to happen in these categories. And so, as I've said before, whatever I say, do the opposite.
So here we go, right?
Right. It's going to be like George Costanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it?
It's the summer of George here in Movies 101. Well, I will say, looking at the nominations, we talked about this before. There are tons of precursor awards now, so many more than there used to be, including the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice. But the ones that really matter for our purposes today, I think, are the DGAs, the Directors Guild Awards, the PGAs, the Producers Guild Awards, the BAFTAs, and the SAG Awards. And that's because their voting bodies overlap the most with the Academy. So you can usually look at those and get a fairly decent bellwether as to who has the best odds going into Oscar night. Doesn't always mean it'll pan out that way. There are always curveballs and surprises. And I think this year, there are a lot of potential surprises because I think a lot of the major categories are still kind of up in the air. So why don't we start with one of those, which is Best Supporting Actor. This is usually how they start the actual ceremony, so that's how we'll start today. So the nominees are Benicio del Toro in One Battle After Another, Jacob Elordi in Frankenstein, Delroy Lindo in Sinners, Sean Penn, also in One Battle After Another, and Stellan Skarsgård in Sentimental Value. I'll say that Sean Penn has won both the BAFTA and the SAG Award, so it's looking like he could be the favorite, but I have a curveball here that I think is going to happen. I think the winner is going to be Delroy Lindo for Sinners. I think, first of all, everyone loves Delroy Lindo. He hasn't been nominated in a bunch of the other
award
shows.
Yeah, he lost out in the Five Bloods.
Yeah, and well, and I mean, even for this movie, like, he didn't get a SAG nomination. He didn't get a BAFTA nomination. So we don't have any of those precursors to look at. But I just have a feeling that he probably will win.
Well, these two supporting categories are often wild cards.
Yes.
And so if I were going to pick, I would pick Jacob Elordi in Frankenstein.
That's who you'd vote for.
That is who I would vote for.
He was quite good.
I was not a huge fan of Sean Penn's performance. I thought it was too stereotypical in some ways. And I thought Benicio del Toro, he can do no wrong. I'd be fine with that. Delroy Lindo, absolutely fine with that. Stellan Skarsgård, I don't know if, first of all, I don't know if this was truly a supporting role, which is something we've discussed over time, because, you know, he is the primary male protagonist mm-hmm. in this film. So just putting that out there.
I think Sean Penn's going to win, but I think Delroy Lindo should win.
Okay, interesting. I think if I had a ballot, I'd vote for Benicio. I love that performance. I love when an actor kind of comes in like a whirlwind and shakes up a movie. And he does that about an hour into One Battle After Another. And a future iconic performance.
Right. It's such a small performance, whereas Delroy Lindo was much bigger, I think, much more of an impact.
But hey, supporting.
Right? I don't know. I think Benicio might win for one of his Wes Anderson performances.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to supporting actress.
Which is another tough boy.
Yeah, I know. So both Elle Fanning and Inga Ibbotson-Lilias for Sentimental Value, Amy Madigan for Weapons, Wunmi Mosaku for Sinners, and Teyana Taylor for One Battle After Another. So here we have the case of the BAFTA going to Mosaku, the SAG going to Amy Madigan. And just to throw out the Golden Globes, Teyana Taylor won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, exactly.
So this one's kind of all over the
place. And she was also Time's Woman of the Year. So, I mean,
you would think that'd give her a leg up here. So, okay, who do we think is going to win?
Well, neither of the sentimental values, because those are going
to be canceling each other out to some extent.
So, good question.
I would like Amy Madigan to win.
Me too.
Well, it depends on how you define a supporting role. She comes into that movie and it's like, whoa.
And she comes in
late. Exactly, very late. And she changes everything.
Yes, I agree.
So it's
my favorite of the five performances.
Yeah.
I have a feeling there's just going to be a lot of love for Sinners. And I kind of feel like Wunmi Mosaku could take
but
this
to tell
one.
You the truth, I don't even remember her performance.
Oh, she's really good in it. She's the lady that, that one of the Michael B. Jordan characters, I can't remember if it's Smoke or Stack, they have that long history and they had a baby together. And she's the one that's kind of leading the charge against the vampires in the movie. So I could see
and
that.
And I would say don't count out Teyana Taylor.
Yeah. It could be a three-way tie between the three of them.
I think the vampires just threw me off there. So.
We're not helping people fill out their
No, I was going to
no,
say.
No,
I think,
absolutely.
Well, you know what? Let's keep going. How about that? We'll keep confusing people. I think let's head into the category that I think is the biggest lock, which is Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Oh, yeah.
The nominees are Jessie Buckley in Hamnet, Rose Byrne in If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Kate Hudson in Song Sung Blue, Renata Rensva in Sentimental Value, Emma Stone in Begonia. And I think we can all say almost in unison who is probably going to win, and that's Jessie Buckley in Hamnet.
Although Rose Byrne was a surprise Golden Globe winner, wasn't she?
Yeah, so she won in musical comedy, if you can call If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You a comedy, and Jessie Buckley won in drama. So make of that what you will.
And I have to say, I resisted seeing Song Sung Blue, and I actually thought Kate Hudson was really good in it.
Hugh Jackman was good in it, too.
Yeah, although the hair, no. Yeah, I think Rose Byrne gave the best performance, but you know I was not a huge fan of Hamnet. I thought Jessie Buckley, who I really like a lot, I said this before when we reviewed Hamnet, I thought she way overacted. And maybe it's just because the book and the film are so different. I don't know, but I think she's got it.
Well, I agree that Jessie Buckley is the odds-on favorite here, but you know what? I really liked what Emma Stone did in Begonia.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
If she hadn't won already
multiple times.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I was a huge Begonia favorite when everyone else was dissing it.
Yeah. I liked Begonia, too. I like Emma Stone in it. I think Rose Byrne's performance is my favorite of the five. But, yeah, I think we're in agreement that Jessie Buckley is the most obvious.
Begonia's going to come up again in this next category also.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're getting at here, because we're talking about Best Actor. The nominees there, Timothée Chalamet in Marty Supreme, Leonardo DiCaprio, One Battle After Another, Ethan Hawke in Blue Moon, Michael B. Jordan in Sinners, and Wagner Moura in The Secret Agent. And I think I know why you brought up Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons was not nominated, and he should have been. It was one of his best performances to date.
But of the nominated performances here in Best Actor.
You mean the ones we're stuck with? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, I like all five of these performances, but who do you think? So this is also a case of it's sort of all over the place in terms of precursors. We can't even count the BAFTA because Robert Aramayo won for I Swear, which wasn't even nominated for the Oscar.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan just won at SAG.
Wagner Moura won the Golden Globe.
And Timothée Chalamet won the Golden Globe and the Critics' Choice. So this is all over the place.
And, Ethan Hawke, that's his best performance ever. It was a terrific performance, and I love that performance. But I think Michael B. Jordan's got this locked up.
I do, too. I mean, I think playing two different characters in a film, I vote for him, and I would be happy, very happy if he won.
Okay. I don't think he has it locked up, but he's probably who I'm going to predict will win as well. I think the SAG win is, a huge
step up. Are we supposed to call it SAG anymore?
They're called the Actor Awards.
I know, but SAG is so catchy.
Do you want to say the Actor Awards?
No, I don't.
I sure don't. I also just think that there's just a runaway love for Sinners. It's the rare kind of horror movie, genre movie that the Academy has embraced. I think of the five performances, though, my favorite might be Ethan Hawke's. But I like all five of these performances.
Yeah, really?
But boy, that was just such a great showcase for him, Blue Moon.
So no love for Leo?
Well, you know what? We do kind of sleep on him a little bit because I think we take him for granted. But that is an all-time great performance in one battle.
Bob Ferguson.
This is a really strong category. So if any of these won, I'd be happy with it.
Yeah. At any rate, that was the first half of our annual Oscars broadcast show. This is Movies 101. It's time to take a short break. Before we go, remember that you can access podcast of Movies 101 by going online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. While there, check out the individual reviews that Nathan and I write. Don't do it now, though, because we'll be right back to continue our All About Oscar discussion. You're listening to Movies 101 on Spokane Public Radio.
At a time when the national headlines feel overwhelming, local connections matter more than ever. Hi, I'm John Decker, Spokane Public Radio's president and general manager. SPR doesn't answer to Washington, D.C. We answer to this community. Our spring drive, which begins March 19th, is about resilience. It's about protecting something essential, because SPR gets its strength from the people who support it. So please help us get started by giving at SpokanePublicRadio.org, and thank you.
And we're back. This is Movies 101, and I'm your host, Dan Webster. During the first half of the show, Mary Pat Truthart, Nathan Weinbin, and I began talking about what's coming Sunday, namely the annual Academy Awards broadcast. Let's pick right up with where we left off. Who remembers what we were talking about?
I do. We were trying to help people fill out their Oscar ballots.
No. I think we have to give up on that notion.
Okay. We were giving our opinions about the
Correct.
Acting categories, and take all of our opinions with as many grains of salt as you would like. I think we should move on to the next category, which is Best International Feature. I think this is a really interesting category this year. So the nominees are It Was Just an Accident, the Jafar Panahi film, which is technically a submission from France, despite being an Iranian film, The Secret Agent from Brazil, Sentimental Value from Norway, Surat from Spain, and finally from Tunisia, The Voice of Hind Rajab. So with those nominees in mind, what do you think is going to take home the Oscar for Best International Film?
That's a tough one, because I think I predict that it will either be Sentimental Value or The Secret Agent, whereas I would choose any of the other three, I believe. But this is a tough one this year. I mean, especially with current events, I would choose The Voice of Hind Rajab, because that
Absolutely.
Film moved me so much.
Absolutely. I've seen 4 of the 5. We can't get Surat. I had one chance to see it at Palm Springs International Film Festival, and I blew it off because everything was so dark. I wanted to see something light. So I went and saw a movie about Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. But The Voice of Hind Rajab is a movie that will stay with me for years. That is what should win. What will win? I don't know. Maybe The Secret Agent.
I mean, I think Sentimental Value and The Secret Agent have an automatic leg up on the others because they're both nominated for Best Picture. Sentimental Value is all over the acting nominations, and it got a Best Director nomination
right.
and a Best Screenplay nomination. So I think Sentimental Value is probably the favorite. Of the 3 of these 5 that I've seen, It Was Just an Accident, The Secret Agent, and Sentimental Value, I really liked all 3.
Mm.
So I would be happy with any of them. But yeah, I think the Joachim Trier film from Norway is the one that's ultimately going to take it. Okay, let's move on to the writing side of things. I always think these are really exciting categories, and there's some interesting stuff in here. So for original screenplay, we have Blue Moon, It Was Just an Accident, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. So actually nothing that we haven't already talked about before, but those are 5 very different and very interesting scripts. Which of these 5 do you think is going to take it?
I would like to see Panahi win for It Was Just an Accident, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think that there has to be some love out there somewhere for Marty Supreme. So I'm just going to throw that out there as possibly a winner in this category.
Okay.
If we consider that Sinners might not win all the other awards that it's nominated for, I think that the Academy is going to give Ryan Coogler this award. I think Sinners will win for Best Original Screenplay.
I agree. I actually think this one is a lock. I think it's Ryan Coogler's award to lose. I think it's spoiler alert, I don't think he's going to win Best Director, and this will be a way for him to still get an Academy Award.
I don't think he's going to win Best Director either, but I think Sinners is going to win Best Picture, but we'll talk about that momentarily.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to adapted screenplay then. So again, five interesting things here. Begonia, Frankenstein, Hamnet, One Battle After Another, and Train Dreams, which we haven't talked about already. So,
you know,
what's the potential victor there?
One strange point here is, isn't it weird how Hollywood has changed? I mean, a few years ago, Guillermo del Toro wouldn't have won anything, been nominated for anything.
Yeah. His movies were too weird and gory.
Exactly. And now he does Frankenstein. So now he's like he gets nominated every year. So I don't think Frankenstein's going to win this. I think, to tell you the truth, I think Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another adapted it from
Thomas Pynchon's novel, albeit extremely loosely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but how about Hamnet? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they ruined that book. I mean, the book was totally different than the
Hamnet
movie.
Hate train continues.
I know it. From me, yeah. Begonia, I don't know anything about the original source material. Actually, I would like to see Train Dreams win.
That would be lovely, but yeah. I do think that this is another lock. I think Paul Thomas Anderson's going to win his first Oscar for One Battle
and
After Another.
And isn't that a sad statement?
Yeah, absolutely absurd.
I agree.
One of the greatest living American directors, and he's been nominated a ton, won. But I think he'll finally get
it. Frederick Wiseman.
Okay, well, speaking of filmmakers, let's move on to Best Director. And I'll just spoil this right away. I think this is another lock. But the nominees are Chloe Zhao for Hamnet, Josh Safdie for Marty Supreme, Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another, Joachim Trier for Sentimental Value, Ryan Coogler for Sinners. Some usual suspects on here. All five movies we've already talked about. But I think PTA has got this one. I think he won the DGA award. He won the PGA award. He's been winning everything. It is possible that there could be a Ryan Coogler surprise here, but I think Paul Thomas Anderson's the surest bet here for Best Director.
I agree.
What say you?
I agree too. Although, you know, boy, it would not surprise me if Ryan Coogler won, although I think that Paul Thomas Anderson will win.
When you think about it, we didn't talk about best cast or best ensemble.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of interesting because each of these have strong ensemble casts.
That's true.
But I think in many respects, Paul Thomas Anderson had to navigate, you know, among these different things in a different way than maybe Ryan Coogler did. But as I said, I'm saving him for another category.
And I also think that if Anderson wins, which he's likely to do, it's also going to be for his career, which has been long and storied, and he's beloved. You know, while you threw it out there, I'm going to throw a curveball at you, and let's look at best casting. Why not? This is a brand new Oscar category.
It is.
The first time they've added one in years. The nominees for casting are Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sinners. Again, I wish they would throw some weird choices in here because it's just the same movies over and over again. But I can't fault any of the casting here. I think...
Boy, this is a toss-up between One Battle After Another and Sinners.
I think so, too. And also, we don't have a history for this category, so we don't know how they vote. I think Sinners will probably take this. It just won the SAG Ensemble Award, so odds are good it'll probably win here.
I'm wondering how The Secret Agent even got on this list. There are other movies...
There were some quirky characters, though, in that.
And Marty Supreme, there were some people where you thought, where did they find those people?
Right.
Certainly not in central casting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, let's move on to the big kahuna of the night, Best Picture. The nominees are Begonia, F1 for some reason, Frankenstein,
Hamnet,
Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and from Spokane and other places in the Inland Northwest, Train Dreams. Mm-hmm. I love to see that in there. Isn't that heartwarming? So that's 10 nominees, I believe. I think there are a few front runners here, but why don't we talk about if you were an Oscar voter, which of these would you vote for Best Picture? I mean, you know what mine is, but I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I mean, I would pick Sinners.
Okay. Dan, how about you?
If I were voting, you know, I was not a big fan of One Battle After Another or Sinners, so I'd probably go with Train Dreams.
Okay, that's a good choice. Well, I'd pick One Battle After Another with Sinners actually as a close second. I think those were the two highest ranking on my year-end top 10 list. And I feel like those are the two that are kind of neck and neck at this point.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's very possible. We were actually talking off mic about this. About what happens when Best Picture and Best Director go to two different movies and how is that possible? But I think it
is... Here, it could be a split the baby
possible.
Kind of scenario.
Yeah, it could be possible that they give PTA Director and Sinners Best Picture.
And I've never understood that. It's like, you know, if you win Best Picture... And you don't win Best Director. What? So the movie directed itself?
If you win.
Well, but if you have excellent performances by the actors, I mean, that I'm not saying that the director doesn't
by
have
someone.
Anything to do. Right. I'm not saying the director has nothing to do with it. But still, that's, you know, I think there are some transcendent features that don't necessarily mean that these awards have to be acting in lockstep.
By the way, what is F1 doing on there?
Well, I don't know.
Made a lot of money.
Jerry Bruckheimer is a producer, maybe that. Well, and also with the...
And I like Frankenstein.
Well, also with the Best Picture voting, I want to say, it's like a ranked system. So I think how it works is you rank them from 10 to 1. And so that's how there have been some splits over recent years, because I could see Sinners getting more number one votes than, say, One Battle After Another.
You both know that you've served on different juries for Spiff and other things, and you know darn well that people can have very disparate views of films. And so,
I mean, sometimes it happens in this very room.
No.
And also, I think you're right, Mary Pat. I don't think we helped anyone fill out their Oscar party ballot. So.
I'd say just have a lot of drinky poos when you lose. I mean, that's, you know.
And maybe vote for Sinners for every single one. It's like when you always pick C on the multiple choice test. Just pick Sinners for every single one. You might do okay.
At any rate, that ends our discussion of the annual Academy Awards show, the 2026 version of which will be broadcast beginning at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Sunday. This is Movies 101. I'm Dan Webster, joined here as always by my co-hosts Nathan Weinbinder and Mary Pat Truthart. Let's take this moment to thank Aaron Bratt for directing the show and making us sound good. And we thank you to our loyal listeners. We invite you back next week, same time, same spot on the radio dial, when we'll again check out all the best that cinema has to offer wherever we can find it. Until then, consider these words from the one, the only, Quentin Tarantino. I want to have more original screenplay Oscars than anybody who's ever lived, so that when I die, they rename the original screenplay Oscar the Quentin. And everybody's down with that. You're listening to Movies 101 on Spokane Public Radio.
The Movies 101 podcast is made possible by the members of Spokane Public Radio. Become a member at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Thanks for listening to Movies 101.